Wow, put the secretary on the spot. The secretary is unprepared to answer that question. No, the answer is I don't know the regulatory background, and maybe there are people in the room who know the aviation regulations better than I do in this area. I'm very happy to look into it and to find some information and share it with you for the next session. Make sure that we have that. It's important, I think, as we said before, that it's not for us within this framework to be defining what the thing should look like. But if we can help, even when it comes to the reporting to the working party, to say that this is a specific area that we need to look at based on what people are doing in other sectors, then I think that could also be a very important outcome of the work that we do, in addition to obviously what we're preparing here. And you know, there's nothing that stops member states from suggesting that once this work is finished, actually this could be something that we could work very closely with UIC in making it something that's internationally recognized based on the work that they've done in their document. But I don't want to preempt anything like that. It's of course up to member states to decide if this is something to take forward. But as Mr. Irwin has said, and Mr. Chair, as you have said already, this is, you know, a main point of why we're doing this. We're trying to do this to make it more attractive for people to also switch from aviation travel to rail for international journeys where it is possible. And if this can help further, then I think, you know, it would be maybe a good idea for member states to suggest that this is a future area of work for us to look into within the framework of the working party or through the creation of a separate group to look into that. Of course, building on what UIC has already done, and obviously in close collaboration with them, you may or may not know that UNEC has a memorandum of understanding with UIC to work closely on a number of areas. So this would be perfectly compatible with our, how can I call it, institutional relationship. And if it's something that also UIC would be interested in and member states would like us to collaborate with UIC on this, then I think we could find a solution for that. In the short term, though, yes, Mr. Chair, I will look into this. I will see what other information is available. Just writing it down. And we can discuss this at our next session. I think it would be also useful for Mr. Gauthier, if he's available at our next session, to maybe take us through again the document that I think he did show us and he did share with us at the first or the second session of the group. I think it was the second session. And maybe that will also help us remind us of what is out there and the work that has been done on the rail side, and to help us understand what it is that we would be referring to in the work. We also have a very kind, I didn't want to put you on the spot, Mr. Gauthier, but thank you very much for offering to share it with us tomorrow morning in this session as well. I think that would be very useful if you could. I think we can do that before we start on other areas. So that would be very kind of you if you could share that with us and take us through. I think that would also help. Very, very kind of you. Thank you. Thank you very much.